Whether it's during times of war or natural disasters, members of the Arkansas National Guard and Reserve leave their families and jobs to respond. The Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, also known as the ESGR, is a Department of Defense agency that works to recognize National Guard and Reserve members for their service to this country. The agency also shows support to those businesses who employ Guard and Reserve members. Retired Major General Don Murrow is the Arkansas State Chair of the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve.
The support that our Arkansas employers provide to our service members, our reserve service members, is just super. It's outstanding. When that service member comes home, that reservist comes home, they don't come back to that base. They don't come back to a continued paycheck from the military service. They come back to their individual employer who they work for, and obviously they work all across our state and all across our nation.
Employers face the challenge of continuing on with their work while their employee members of the Guard and Reserve are gone. Morrow says the ESGR program also helps those employee members when they return home. Some of the challenges those members face could involve where they used to work.
One of the things that that we're faced with today, with the economy being where it is, the service member may come back and find that their employer is in fact out of business. And so, one of the things that we've been able to do is we're not an employment agency, but we do provide some training for our service members to make them better qualified for the jobs that are available out there today.
According to Morrow, other challenges facing Guard and Reserve members could include brain trauma as well as other health and medical issues.
Also today, as has been highlighted by the press quite a lot, we have some medical issues when the service members come back. We have, I think it seems these days, we have more traumatic brain injuries and the post-traumatic stress issues. And those issues, we can provide some support. We don't provide medical support, but we can provide support for the service member and the employer in working out those issues so that service member can get back to work in a reasonable period of time.
MRO says while the Guard and Reserve members are gone, employers have the challenge of continuing their business without those members, and that causes issues for those businesses.
With that up the pace of deployments of our reserve component members comes issues with employers, because the many times our service members are key employees with their employer, and so we know it creates a problem for the employer, and our employers are just as patriotic and have certainly a large role in the defense of this country in providing their support for these service members that are maybe deployed around the world.
And as a way of showing support for the National, as a way of showing appreciation for the support of the National Guard and Reserve, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve recognizes employers through an awards program. Nominations have been open for the 2013 Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award, which is the highest award for employers supporting Guard and Reserve members. Previous Arkansas residents or recipients of the award, rather, include Walmart stores and Baptist Health.